All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wiggy's lead this morning at around 6:45 or thereabouts, when we finally got to his lead, was that there are several landing spots for Bill Belichick next season, which are not being discussed. And you brought up the Bengals.
Mm-hmm.
Based on the way the season has begun for them.
Yep.
You brought up the Ravens.
Ooh. Yeah.
Well, which is a wild one.
Well, if you really, you know, if you put on your aluminum hat?
Your tinfoil hat.
Your tinfoil hat, and you start going down the wormhole, there was audio of something that Lamar Jackson said after the game. We know Bill loves Lamar Jackson, and we know Lamar and Harbaugh kind of have been butting heads for a while. Harbaugh's been there forever. But he can't get them over the hump. Last time they won a Super Bowl was 2012.
Yeah, well, there is an NFL insider, Curtis, who suggests they know where Bill will end up next season.
Yeah, so on the Bill Simmons podcast over the weekend, and there's crazy things potentially happening in the world that we can't discuss yet.
That we got to get it. Got to get another source on that.
I've just reached out to someone.
Okay, if that's accurate, it's wild. But go ahead, yeah.
Sorry. Let's get to, can we get to the important stuff?
Yes.
Okay, so Bill Belichick is a free agent, and this gentleman, Mr. Ruiz, I think it's Stephen Ruiz?
Correct.
On the Ringer podcast, discusses what he believes to be the destination that Bill is heading to.
Bill Belichick is going to be coaching the Jaguars next season, and we'll know it by New Year's. It won't be official, but it will be the worst kept secret in the NFL that Bill Belichick is going to be the next coach of the Jaguars. Well, first of all, I know some beat reporters down in Jacksonville, and I think, you know, there's already whispers there. I'll start with that. I think the way Shad Khan is kind of ramping up his coaching hirings, he starts with the no name GM no name defensive coordinator and Gus Bradley. That doesn't work out. He goes with Doug Marrone. He goes to the other side, another, you know, assistant. And then he goes for the splash hire. He goes with Urban Meyer, the guy who's won, but he hasn't won at this level. And then the next one is Doug Peterson, the guy that's won at this level, but hasn't done it consistently, the one who hasn't done it again. I think next in line is Bill Belichick. And then the real reason why I believe this is because, like we talked about earlier, Shad Khan is a hands-off owner. I don't think he's going to get spooked like Atlanta did when Bill Belichick comes in and goes, I want to run the organization like this. I want to have GM powers. I want to be able to hire my own coordinators. I want to be able to decide the direction of this franchise.
I like it.
Bad news for Mac Jones.
Oh, yeah. That's Bill's first move.
He's going to get his ass cut
quick.
I have a question for the room. Which would you rather have as an organization? What the Jags have right now or what the Patriots have at quarterback?
We don't know what Drake May is.
Yeah, exactly. That's the problem. But
it could be a boat.
Right.
I'll take Drake May.
I'd take Drake May.
Really?
Yeah. I Trevor Lawrence has had many years. I don't think he's the real problem, but I don't think he's a guy that elevates. At this point, you should be elevating people, and he's not.
It is big about the coaches that you have, right? And it is really big about who the coach is, the guy that's coaching.
Well, didn't Peterson come in as the quarterback whisperer that won with Foles?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point.
Got Carson Wentz an MVP.
Yeah, right. That is a good point. So, you know, maybe it isn't the coach in that case.
Mean, didn't he make the playoffs his first season?
Won a playoff game.
Trevor Lawrence?
Yeah. No, not his first season, his second season. It was the first season with Doug Peterson.
Right.
And they came back from, 28-0 against the Chargers and ended up winning that game.
Right. I believe you had Herbert in that game.
I tell you, that's a good landing spot for Bill. But I still think there are going to be other opportunities out there that are going to be more ready organizations. We've talked about Dallas. We've talked about Philadelphia. Buffalo looks like they're good, but who the hell knows what happens.
Buffalo is fine.
But if they get bounced in the first round, are they really?
If Buffalo doesn't reach the AFC Championship, I'm with Wiggy. They call Belichick.
The Jets is another one.
I just think Bill is going to pick an organization where he thinks he can win it all quick.
Yeah.
And
that's why.
I don't know. I think that's the Cowboys. I don't think that's the Jaguars. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's the, I don't know. Maybe it is the Jets. I guess it's
Cowboys or nothing, in my opinion.
Well, Jets Eagles also.
No, BC's got a great coach.
Yep.
That coach will be on with us Thursday, Bill O'Brien.
Cannot wait.
Thursday, 6:45 on this show. But, I mean, it's
the most ready organization, if you were to drop Bill in, I'll tell you, I like the Jets. I like, because out of the three quarterbacks, Dak Prescott and Jalen Hurts and Aaron Rodgers, I would say, obviously, if Aaron Rodgers is healthy,
yeah,
he's the better of the three.
And he's going to be, what is he going to be, 41 next season?
Yeah, but it's only going to be for, you know, 1 or 2 years. I mean, that's it. That's all it's going to be. I'm not saying if Bill was coming back to coach and he was going to be coaching for, let's say, the next 7 or 8 years, I would probably say, maybe Dallas is a better landing spot for him because Dak Prescott will be there for a while, or even Philadelphia, but I'd probably lean more towards Dallas. But when you start to look at just like 1 or 2 years, the rosters that are in place.
Has Bill done enough, Curtis, to change the image that may be out there around him and relating to young players and being a hard ass and whatever the issue was when it came to Arthur Blank and the rest of them there?
I could just talk for the fans of other teams outside the region. One of my best friends is from Philadelphia. I was talking with him over the weekend. In Philly, they are ready for Bill over Sirianni. There is not that angst that exists, you know, because it's not your team. You don't feel that day-to-day thing. The Eagles are right on the cusp of a championship. They believe Nick Sirianni is impeding their growth, and they want Belichick. And all you need are 1 or 2 teams.
Right. And you don't think Dallas fans would love Belichick?
Of course they would.
Right. That's why I said Dallas fans, Jets fans would love Belichick.
Also, what did you make of Arthur Blank inducting himself into his own Ring of Fire? Is that appropriate? Is that?
You always have to be your biggest cheerleader.
I guess, right.
I guess you
I miss
do.
Yeah, if you're not going to cheer for yourself, no one else will.
They call it the Ring of Fire?
Yeah, that's what they call it, is the Ring of Fire.
And he inducted himself into it?
Also what you experience after, if you have one more lemon pepper wing. But I don't think you're supposed to induct yourself into that. I think it's supposed to be your others should be inducting you when it comes to great honors like that.
Tell me you're rich without telling me you're rich.
Right. I know,
but
right.
It is yours.
Did you see who Ken gave Employee of the Month to last week? Yeah, I thought it was a little tacky.
It is yours, so he could be like, hey, listen, induct me in.
They are giving back to the fans, though, because this Sunday, if you're a fan, you get free hot dogs, free chips, free refillable drink, two per person, and the drink cup has Arthur's face on it with
it
Ring
does.
Of Fire.
Oh.
Yeah,
right. Somebody probably ordered those without him knowing about
right.
it.
Yeah.
I bet he didn't pick the photo that they went with either. Mitch has the photo. He'll get it up.
Isn't it amazing how billionaires need to be coddled constantly?
It just seems weird. It's like, why? You've been successful. Didn't he, like, start Home Depot?
Yeah, I believe so, yes.
Huh? Like, you've been successful. You made billions and billions of dollars. Like, why do you think you need to be in the Ring of Fire? Like, what have you done?
I have no...
own the Ring of Fire. Why do you need to be in it?
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Well, sadly, he doesn't have a ring, thanks to Tom.
I mean,
you're the king of the Ring of Fire.
Like, Did he also name himself Employee of the Month at Home Depot? Like,
I mean,
like what a loser. Is nobody around him that says, hey, Arthur, you look like a horse's ass?
Yeah.
No, only when it comes to Bill.
Like, you get the ceremonial orange apron. You're the Employee of the Month. Mm-hmm. Like, excuse me. When I say you're, I mean me. I'm the Employee of the
Month. You know,
he
has, like, a little wingman who he said going into a meeting, like, okay, nominate me for this.
Yeah, right. Nominate me, I'll object to it, but we'll still get a majority.
Yeah.
Right.
You get that type of bread, though, Greg. Yeah, you can do what you want.
I guess.
But do they realize how that makes them look? Or are they so insulated by yes men that they have no understanding?
They got the yes men.
I don't think it does.
They have no clue. Really? That's good. They were happy with their one win. I'd say Atlanta, I bet he's kicking himself in the ass. Arthur Blank for not going out and getting Bill, because you start to look at the talent. That's why I think there are going to be a lot of owners next year that go, we're not going to make this mistake.
In the Twitch chat, Courtney, somebody is suggesting they're probably right. It was Farnsworth Bentley who nominated Arthur Blank for the Ring of Honor.
Where is he?
He's going to disappear soon.
I don't know.
He wasn't only holding the umbrella.
No, he wasn't.
I would assume he has a lot of inside knowledge, Farnsworth, when it came to the freak-offs.
I bet you he was front and center for those things.
Yeah.
Take that.
Yeah. I don't think you should be.
That's a song.
Oh, it's a song?
Yeah,
I didn't know that. Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. Let's get to Courtney and to what is trending.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. The Red Sox beat the Blue Jays 4-1 yesterday on the road. They've got another one in Toronto tonight. 7:07 first pitch with Brian Baio getting the start. You can hang out with Coop at 6:07 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Lou Merlone have the call on the Shaw's and Star.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Lil Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Lil Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network, right here on EEI and as always on the Odyssey app. We had two Monday Night Football games last night. The Bills took down the Jaguars 47-10, the final. Mac Jones did make his Jags debut in the fourth quarter. On just his third play of the night, Jones got strip sacked by Javon Solomon, with Buffalo recovering deep in Jacksonville territory to set up another Bills touchdown. The Commanders took down the Bengals 38-33. Jaden Daniels finished the night completing 21 of 23 passes for 254 yards and two touchdowns. And you've got to try the 99 Restaurant's new $14.99 Big Deal Meals. Four hearty full-size entrees for just $14.99 every Monday through Wednesday, like the roasted turkey dinner or the juicy chopped sirloin. You got to love the nines. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with the weather.
Curtis, Texter is suggesting that there is an Office reference on the Ring of Honor, and I want to know if you know it. Do you remember it?
I do not.
Apparently, Jim gave the employee of the month to himself first and then to Pam afterwards. Is that correct?
Oh, yes, so Dwight created an algorithm by which that they did. It was when he was trying to sabotage Jim when he became the co-manager with Michael.
Oh, okay. I thought it was the other one when Jim made Dwight give himself the assistant to the assistant regional manager.
Maybe. I don't know.
Curtis, did you see the new Australian Office trailer?
I have not.
Oh. How's Prime Video.
It's coming?
Could be a stinker.
Did you like the original Office?
Yeah. Well, okay. the American one.
Yeah. One of the characters. The original was great. One of the characters is a woman trying to have sex with every guy in the office to get to 600.
Crikey!
Vegemite. Two quick notes on Arthur Blank. He went to Babson. I didn't know that.
All right.
And he's worth $10 billion.
Mm. Okay.
Amazing how $10 billion still makes you need that kind of love and adoration. 60 degrees, cloudy, afternoon high, 66.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.